USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
We'll do something in the alternative. We'll be talking to you about that at a later date.
That's President Trump speaking yesterday afternoon before overnight he announced he will postpone the State of the Union address after Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said it could not be delivered in the House chambers for as long as the shutdown continues. The president had earlier been saying he would find an alternative location so as to still be able to deliver it on Tuesday evening as originally planned. The suspected gunman who shoots five people dead in a bank in Sebring, Florida, yesterday calls 911 on himself.
Is that the gentleman that's been taken into custody as a result of this is a gentleman by the name of Zephan Zaver. He's 21 years of age and lives here in Sebring.
There's no word on the gunman's possible motive, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
HomeAdvisor.
President Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen now postponing a visit before Congress. USA Radio's Wendy King explains.
He was scheduled to appear before the House Oversight and Reform Committee on February 7th. Cohen's advisor says Cohen has received threats and the delay is on the advice of Cohen's lawyers because he's still cooperating in special counsel Robert Mueller's Russia investigation. Cohen's pleaded guilty to lying to Congress about his role in a Trump business proposal in Russia.
The White House denying Cohen's claims that the president's been threatening him and his family. There's a report today from a security expert claiming over 24 million mortgage and bank loan documents have been leaked online. The documents reportedly found online after a server security lapse, and the expert says they represent tens of thousands of loans and mortgages from some of the biggest banks in the nation. It's believed the database was exposed for at least 2 weeks, and this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The U.S. State Department says it does not consider an order by Nicolas Maduro for U.S. personnel to leave Venezuela within the next few days as valid or legal. Maduro issuing the statement soon after President Trump recognized his rival, Juan Guaido, as the country's president rather than Maduro. Maduro was sworn in as the nation's president for a second six-year term a couple of weeks ago. Wednesday, though, tens of thousands of people marched and called for a change, saying the election results were rigged. Guaido took the oath of office and declared himself the president yesterday. Elon Musk's SpaceX is being accused of gaming reviews on Glassdoor. The Wall Street Journal reports SpaceX and other companies are pushing employees to write positive reviews. An analysis of the reviews on the site found 400 companies showing big one-month surges in positive reviews, SpaceX reportedly offering workers free coffee mugs if they wrote glowing reviews in order to get the firm on Glassdoor's lists of best places to work. And Valentine's Day will be missing a staple candy this year. The company that's minted sweethearts for decades has gone bankrupt, closing in July. The New England confection company, better known as Necco, was bought out by Spangler, which will eventually bring back those sweethearts candies. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.